Let's do this. Get set.
This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Uzinski on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Running Flat Radio is a paid program on AM 800.
And welcome to Running Flat Radio. Chris Uzinski and Kelly Steele from the Windsor Star. Another gorgeous week.
Certainly was.
Yeah, unbelievable. And so many exciting things to talk about in running. First off, our
I'm
guest
really
is,
excited
our,
about tonight's
yeah,
show.
Yeah, absolutely. our guest this week is Dean Karnazes, the ultra marathon man. He'll be on at about quarter after, 20 after or so. We've also got Michael Doyle, who's mm-hmm. going to be with us at quarter to the hour. And then we've got a huge announcement to make. Just as soon as we come back from the break before Dean comes on, which I'm really, really excited about. So we'll actually do that as well. But first off, I mean, so many exciting things happening and running. We have a big announcement to make regarding Canada Day, which is July 1st. And it's in regards to the wrap-up of the vote mm-hmm. for the medals. And
now you've been teasing us now for a couple of weeks on that.
I tell you what, it's going to be awesome, and people are going to love it. It'll sell out really, really fast now. So,
hints? Any hints before the break?
No hints. But we'll definitely be able to talk more about it as soon as we come out of the break, and then we'll have Dean on. And really excited about having Dean on. He's actually going to be in Canada tomorrow. He's flying up to Toronto. He's doing a big event.
How is he?
For North Face.
Okay.
They're introducing a new trail series here in Canada, and you know, for all intents and purposes, he is the face of North Face.
Well, and I thought I read somewhere that he actually, with all his ultras, was having issues with his shoelaces. And I'm pretty sure North Face came out, and I think they designed shoes based on his needs. I'm not 100% on that, but I thought I did a ton of reading on this guy today.
We'll ask. We'll ask
absolutely.
Him. We'll ask and find out really what the story is there. So, and you know, there's so many really interesting stuff going on. We're still getting emails from people regarding Le Chocolat mm-hmm. and how much they really enjoyed it and what's the date next year. You know, it'll still be kind of like the weekend before Mother's Day, so we're going to continually work on that. And you know, to find out that information and more, it's all available at runningflat.com, and all of our races are there, including. You know, the big upsurge right now is in Run for Heroes mm-hmm. Because spring is here. Marathon season's almost over. Everybody really wants to pick their fall run. Run for Heroes, September 21st, is rapidly selling out like the 10K did last year and mm-hmm. the half did. So
and really, you have about a month off right now. And really, if you're running Run for Heroes, you start about in June. You start getting your miles in because it's, what, 16 weeks or whatever.
Exactly.
So it starts coming up really fast.
So now people are saying, hey, I'm going to make that commitment and I'm going to register. And that's also why there's a bump up in the price mm-hmm. At the end of the month. So they have 10 days left to register at the lower
price.
So
the big thing is just decide, sign up, so you don't have to pay even more money, right?
Exactly. So one of the things that's happening in less than 2 weeks.
I can't wait.
Is the Pelee Island Winery Half Marathon.
I told you that's one of my favorite weekends. I had such a good time last year.
So we're going to have the Pelee Island Winery Half Marathon June 1st on Pelee Island. Don't bother looking right now. It's totally sold out. There may be an opportunity if you go on our Facebook page at Pelee Island Winery Half Marathon, like our page, and also at the same time, go look at the comments, because people who have injuries, can't make it last, for whatever reason, mm-hmm. they trade bibs on Facebook. So go to Facebook and definitely take a look at that. So one of the things that everyone's been emailing us about, never mind switching bibs mm-hmm. and accommodations and ferries, because look, this is an ordeal. Mm-hmm. It's a very difficult race to produce. It's a very difficult race to attend because of the issues surrounding you on a little island in the middle of Lake Erie.
Well, and I remember last year, the big issue was the day we were supposed to come home, weather got kind of bad, it got windy, and we weren't really sure if we were going to be able to get off the island because the ferries were going to be canceled, and I thought, kind of a cool way to be able to call the boss and say, hey, I'm stranded on this island. I can't come to work.
Yeah, sure you are. sure you are. So everyone's asking us about the meal.
That is important.
So what happens...
This is the after race meal?
That's correct. So what happens at the Pelee Island Winery Half Marathon, brought to you by our friends at the Pelee Island Winery, mm-hmm. is you run 7/8 around the island, starting just north of the West Dock.
That is a great course. I have to tell you that. I love the course.
Well, it's one way, mm-hmm. which is beautiful, right? So you start on the left-hand side of the island, and you work your way all the way around, and then you take a left-hand turn into the winery. Mm-hmm. You run your last 100 meters under this gorgeous trellis.
It is beautiful.
And into a winery where we actually have the finish arch.
Perfect spot to finish the race.
It is. It's unbelievable. So, and then we actually throw at noon this incredible party. We have a live band that plays. And did you want to know what the menu is?
Well, I'm just wondering if it's going to be as good as last year's meal, because last year's meal was amazing,
better.
Chris.
Better.
Really, better. I'd love to hear.
Well, yeah. So let me just get my glasses on, because you hit that age where you need glasses. So station one has assorted wraps, meat trays, fruit trays, veggie trays. Station two has perch, coleslaw, potato salad, stuffed chicken, assorted pita chips and dips. Station three is garden salads, potato, quinoa, pasta, and other assorted bean salads. And then we have a grilling station, which is kebabs, pork, vegetarian, asparagus, and corn.
Okay.
It's
that,
huge.
That is even better than last year. Right. That is amazing.
So this event is limited to only 350 runners, mm-hmm. sold out months ago. They usually travel in from everywhere, Napa, Texas, Florida, New York. We have a group from England, Toronto. Mm-hmm. Ottawa is huge in this event, by the way.
Really?
I think there's a couple dozen people from Ottawa coming in. It's a pure destination play, really all about economic development for the island. You have mm-hmm. to stay at least one night prior. So you have to get on the island by Friday or Saturday, stay the evening renting a cottage or a B&B. I mean, it's that entire experience.
Yeah. And I have to tell you, like last year, I've lived in this area for what, over 20 years. Yeah. I've never been to the island. Last year, I finally got there. And I wish I had been there earlier. It's beautiful. I love the people on the island are so laid back. Everyone's just kind of easygoing. Everyone was very welcoming. It was pretty amazing.
It's island living.
It definitely is.
And island running for those lucky few that can actually go to the Pelee Island Winery Half Marathon. If you want to still do an event like this, check Facebook, because like I said, people are always trading bibs on there. We don't frown upon it. Mm-hmm. We get it that you've made that investment and you can't make it. So you might as well try to recoup, and we'll help you do that. So. Rock Me Anaphylaxis. Mm-hmm. That's another event. It's a 5K. It's on the course along the waterfront, and it's actually a part of the Cork and Fork Festival.
Okay.
So on the Saturday of the Cork and Fork, July 5th, mm-hmm. we actually at 9 o'clock in the morning, we actually release the runners. Mm-hmm. We have a couple different rock acts on the course, and then when they come back in, they actually have Kiss Destroyer playing the finish line.
Oh, very cool finish.
So, absolutely. So, you know, loud, it's bombastic, it's fun, and it really kind of redefines, it's a fundraiser for the Asthma Education Center, and really just trying to raise awareness for the anaphylaxis mm-hmm. and the issues that kids have, you know, dealing with their allergies and the severity of their allergies. So, it's an awesome event. It's a first year for the event, and we'd love to sell that thing out as well, so.
Sounds good. You sign up on runningflat.com again?
Everything is on runningflat.com. Okay. It's hard to believe, but almost everything is on there. So, you know, we're going to go into the Song of the Week. And as we go into the Song of the Week, it is by Skaters. It's a song called Deadbolt. And again, it's one of those songs where it just really kind of cranks up and gets you going. And we're going to go into a break. Mm-hmm. And when we come back, we're going to deal with the issue of the big announcement.
Okay.
Wondering if a Lincoln is right for you? At the Discover Lincoln event, you'll find a combination of luxury features standard on the 2014 MKZ that aren't standard with the competition, like adaptive LED headlamps and push-button shift. Both standard, only Lincoln. Get a $1,000 Discovery Bonus when you lease a 2014 MKZ or MKZ Hybrid from only $328 per month for 48 months at 0% APR with $5,699 down. The only thing you should be wondering is what time we open. Some conditions apply. For details, visit LincolnCanada.com.
What if I told you the one and only Egg McMuffin is 290 calories? I think you'd go, I know, everyone knows. But what if I told you it's now available on whole grain? I think you'd go, nice. And Karen would go, what's nice? And you'd go, the Egg McMuffin is now available on whole grain. And Karen would go, nice. That's what would happen if I told you the 290-calorie McDonald's Egg McMuffin is now also available on whole grain.
The number one morning show.
The Morning Drive.
We are good to go.
Mike K. Cook and Lisa Williams.
On the next show, we're going to talk about some of the new words just added to Webster's Dictionary, like selfie. At 6:20, we're going to tell you about the other words added, and you may not have heard of them before.
And at 7:50, it's the Impossible Question, your chance to win a pair of weekend passes to Canada's southernmost music festival, The Island Unplugged on Pelee Island.
The Morning Drive, weekday mornings 5 till 9 on AM 800.
Now the forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. Tonight, a 40% chance of showers, with showers beginning after midnight. Risk of a thunderstorm tonight and overnight. Fog developing overnight and a low of 16. Tomorrow, showers ending in the morning, then mainly cloudy with a 60% chance of showers. Risk of a thunderstorm tomorrow morning and afternoon, a high of 23. Once again, a 40% chance of showers tonight, with showers beginning after midnight. Risk of a thunderstorm tonight and overnight. Fog developing overnight and a low of 16.
Desjardins member advantages for
Olivia Johnson, will you please come to the lost and found? You forgot your Desjardins card, and every minute that you're not using it is a minute that you could be enjoying many of the exclusive advantages that come with being a Desjardins member. Olivia Johnson, your exclusive membership advantages are waiting for you. Olivia Johnson.
Being a Desjardins member comes with many exclusive advantages, discounts, cashbacks, and many other privileges at stores and institutions across Ontario. Visit Desjardins.com/advantages.
In this precarious digital age of internet slowdowns and iffy Wi-Fi, your most reliable and constant information feed will always be AM 800. Looking to start running? Strap on a pair of comfortable shoes. Now put one foot in front of the other and keep going. It's that easy. This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800.
Welcome back to Running Flat Radio. It's Chris Uzinski and Kelly Steele from the Windsor Star. You know, just before we get into the talking to Dean and the big announcement, we have listeners in Moldavia.
I don't even know where Moldavia is.
it's incredible to me that the iTunes has just completely taken off, and we have these downloads out of Moldavia of all places. So, and you were telling me this weekend that
yeah, I have some friends, and I have a lawyer friend in Oakville, and he was saying that when he was running with some of his running friends, everyone was asking about the show. I guess they all listened. They were wondering whether, you know, it's a tape show or if it's actually live.
Whether I wear pants?
Pretty much so. Yeah.
I don't wear pants. Yeah. So thanks, Carl. So the big announcement. The big announcement is that Fred Fox from the Terry Fox Foundation has given us the approval to put Terry Fox on this year's Canada Day medal, because that was what the runners wanted.
That's an amazing choice. He's going to be perfect on that medal.
Yeah, I was talking to Fred this morning, and we had a long conversation about it, that you know, the runners really, out of last year's poll, they brought it down to so for those who don't know, when you register for the Canada Day run, you're allowed to name the famous Canadian that you want on the medal the following year. So this year, it was Wayne Gretzky, it was Rick Mercer, and Terry Fox. Overwhelmingly, it was Terry Fox in the voting. And we went to the foundation, and they're allowing us to use his image, and we couldn't be prouder of it.
That's amazing.
So July 1st will be a complete sellout. It's Terry Fox that's on the medal this year, and we'll do a press release and an image of the medal that we're going to release on it too.
And once again, with a race like that, I know people are thinking that July 1st is still pretty far away.
It's not.
Get on and sign up for it.
No, because when it sells out, it sells out. That's we only make so many medals. That's
yep.
it.
So don't wait.
Yeah. So that's exciting news. But what's even more exciting is from Southern California, we have Dean Azis on the line. Dean was named one of the top 100 most influential people in the world by Time Magazine. Men's Fitness has hailed him as the fittest man on the planet. Even Stan Lee called him superhuman. 50 marathons in 50 days.
That's pretty incredible.
In 50 states.
And he ended that at the New York Marathon, pulling off some crazy time.
It was like a 320, or, yeah. Or it was a sub 330.
I think it was faster than that. It was, yeah.
Dean, welcome to Running Flat Radio.
An honor to be on. It was actually a 3 hour 30 seconds, so three hours flat, pretty
Jeez.
Much.
That's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Jeez. Hey, Dean, well, where did it all start for you in running?
I've got to say, I mean, I got to back up just a bit. I mean, I think to call me amazing, I pale in comparison to Terry Fox. He has forever been my hero. So I think you've got the right person on that medal.
Yeah, and a great Canadian. Because really, it's all about our Canada Day event is really about being American in Canada. It's about wearing red and white and just, you know, doing your face up and just really, really being patriotic about it. And we couldn't be prouder to have Terry Fox on our medal this year. So,
you know, Dana,
well, I think I'm gonna have to head up to as my kids call it, Canada, to join you on that one, because that sounds tremendous to me.
We'd love to have you, but you're probably going to have to run all the way from Southern California up to Ontario just to get yourself worked up about it, you know, 5K.
Don't tempt me, yeah.
Oh, we know you'd do it, Dean.
So, Dean, where did it all start for you in running?
Well, you know, I have kind of a checkered past. I mean, I used to love to run as a kid, ran competitively up to cross country as a freshman in high school, then, you know, hung up my proverbial running shoes, if you will, and then was in a nightclub in a bar on my 30th birthday. Hadn't run in 15 years, and you know, I was doing what you do on your 30th birthday. I was pretty much, you know, doing shots of tequila with my buddies. And at 11 o'clock at night, I told them I'm leaving. And I said, "Where are you going?" I said, "Well, I'm going to run 30 miles tonight to celebrate my 30th birthday." And
wow.
They said, "Well, you're not a runner. You're drunk." And I said, "Yeah, I am, but I'm still going to do it." And I literally walked out of the bar. And ran cold turkey 30 miles.
That's amazing.
That night, ran straight through the night. You know, about 8 hours later, I stumbled into my destination, and that night kind of changed the course of my life from there on.
Wow. And from there, obviously, you did more research about running, and then tried to come into different programs, and then tried to actually develop as a marathoner, or were you thinking? what were you thinking?
I wish it was something, you know, that structured. No, I was I wasn't thinking clearly. I was drunk, and you know, I thought, okay, well that was interesting. I lived through that thing, and you know, that's got to be the furthest any human has run is 30 miles. Because I knew a marathon was 26.2 miles. Because I actually ran a marathon when I was 14, but then I became a jogger, if you will. And one day I met these guys who were training for a 50-mile ultra marathon. And I couldn't imagine a human being able to run 50 continuous miles. It was so expansive to me, and it was unbelievable. So I thought, I got to try it. And I went to a 50-mile race, and at the finish, you know, which almost killed me, these guys are high-fiving each other, saying, you know, we qualified. And I'm thinking, what do you qualify for? The insane asylum? They said, no, we qualified for the Western States 100-mile endurance run. And I thought, hold it, 100 miles? I mean, you know, where are the hotels and how many days? And they said, no, it's through the Sierra Nevada and California through the mountains. It's, you know, the gun goes off and you run nonstop for 100 miles and you try to finish in under 24 hours. And I just couldn't get my head around it. I thought, that no human being, that's completely impossible. And I thought, I got to try this. And, you know, 9 months after stumbling out of that bar, I completed the Western States 100-mile endurance run.
That's amazing.
So there was really no structure in kind of my, you know, my indoctrination into running. It was just haphazard and kind of glorious.
And, Dean, with all these big miles you're putting in, I understand you've never been injured. It sounds like you never even get cramping or anything like that on these crazy runs.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, I think
it's amazing.
I think I'm blessed with very good biomechanics. You know, they say the best thing you can do as a long distance runner is choose your parents well. And so I've got that. You know, I inherited some good biomechanics, I cross train like crazy. But, you know, I shouldn't say I've never been injured, because I'll probably, you know, trip on the curb tonight and break my leg.
Don't say
that. But, you know, so far I've never had an injury, yeah.
What is cross-training for you?
You know, I do a lot of leg strength building, so a lot of mountain biking. I do I windsurf, I surf, I rock climb. So I like sports as cross training, but I also have a routine of push-ups, put-ups, sit-ups, and lunges, a very high intensity type of quick duration workout that I do throughout the course of the day. So throughout the course of the day, I do like six different circuits of what I just explained in a kind of in a structured way. And constantly throughout the day I'm working out. So there's, basically in between, interviews or whatever, emails, writing books, I'll just take off on a little circuit like that. And it's about a 15 to 20 minute routine. And I do maybe five or six of those throughout the day.
And I understand you also never sit when you're at the desk in that. Can you explain why?
I hope you guys are not sitting right now because I'm not. I'll tell you what, I'm doing this interview standing up. I think sitting is the new smoking.
See, I think that
we're not made to sit. I mean, we're made to move.
Sitting is the new smoking.
I like that. Now, also, I know that you're a very good eater. I know I've read a lot on you today, Dean. And I just thought it was really cool that you also like Hawaiian pizza. Correct?
I'll never live that story down. How that came about is that reputation is I was running a 200-mile relay race, one of those 12-person relay-style races. But since I don't have 11 friends left, I was running the whole 200-mile solo. And, in the middle of the night, I kind of found myself stranded out in the middle of nowhere with, no food, nothing around. All I had was a cell phone and a credit card. And I thought, okay, what do I do here? And the logical thing to me, the obvious thing, is order a pizza. So I called up a pizza place and had them, bring a pizza out to me.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
One of the things I do want to talk to you about is hydration. And, we're starting to go into the warm season here in the Great Lakes. Obviously, you're used to running a lot in the heat, including on deserts. And I do want to talk about bad water in a bit as well. But what does hydration mean to you? Like, how does that affect you, and how do you deal with those issues?
Well, I've got to preface that by saying I'm pretty lucky that my sweat rate is low. I don't sweat a lot, and I think that's one of the reasons I don't tend to cramp a lot is because I think I keep my electrolytes in balance pretty easily.
Right.
In fact, I the Gatorade Testing Center had me come in and do some testing, and they couldn't believe how little I sweat. So, I've got to say that's kind of my own physiology. But, one product I've really started to gravitate toward is coconut water, just plain unsweetened coconut water. I find that is a great hydration beverage.
Okay. Hey, Dean, can you stick around with us over the break?
Absolutely.
Awesome. You're listening to Running Flat Radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
It was a spring day like any other. All was quiet until something arrived. Something epic. Something totally sweet. Introducing Monster Deals from Kojiko, starring a $0 HD recorder for 24 months and internet speeds of up to 10 megabits per second starting at $29.95 a month for 6 months. And you has you. All the deals are out now at kojiko.ca/monsterdeals. Conditions apply. Kojiko, how can we help you?
It's 7:30.
From the AM 800 News Center, your number one news source in Windsor, Essex, an information update with Paul Pedro.
If you live in Essex County, beware of another scam. The RCMP is warning a caller identifying himself as a Mountie and telling people they need to take immediate action to resolve a legal problem. If people refuse, they're threatened with an arrest. The RCMP in Windsor has found the calls were not made by the Mounties or any other police force. A local public school board trustee is trying to save an East End pool. Gail Simcoe Hatfield is looking for partners and says the city's looking at an indoor pool in East Windsor, so it could be a possible partner. And phase one of an outdoor smoking ban initiated by IRCA seems to be going well. IRCA approved the ban at three locations that start this month. The program's being rolled out at Holiday Beach, Hillman Marsh, and John R. Park Homestead this year. AM 800 Sports, Canada edged Norway 3-2 today at the World Hockey Championship to win its pool. The Tigers are in Cleveland for Game 2 of their series tonight. Right now, tied 1-1 top of the second. The Jays are in Boston tonight to open a three-game series, and that game is scoreless top of the second as well. From the AM 800 Weather Center, tonight, 40% chance of showers, with showers beginning after midnight. Risk of a thunderstorm tonight and overnight. Fog developing overnight, a low of 16. Tomorrow, showers ending in the morning, then mainly cloudy with a 60% chance of showers. Risk of a thunderstorm tomorrow morning and afternoon, high of 23. Right now in Windsor Essex, 20 Celsius, that is 68 Fahrenheit. I'm Paul Pedro, AM 800 News.
When you're able to focus your mind and your body, anything is possible.
From 5K runs to half marathons
to the full 26.2 miles.
We talk about it all on Running Flat Radio, Tuesdays, 7 till 8 on AM 800.
Welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Yuzinski, Kelly Steele on the lifeline. Is Dean Karnazes, live out of California, the ultra marathon man. Let's go through the resume really fast.
Some of the stuff here.
Yeah, Dean, we're just gonna put you on the spot here for a second, because it really is unbelievable. Besides, you know, Badwater, 50 marathons in 50 days through 50 states, running clear across the country in 3,000 miles.
Here are some of the things I thought were really cool about you. I cannot believe you only sleep 4 hours a night. That's pretty crazy, and I love your use of crazy glue. Maybe you want to talk about that.
Oh, that was a crazy occurrence. You know, speaking of crazy glue, yeah, it was the first time I had done that, the race I described, the Western States 100-mile endurance run. I had some really bad blistering, and I pulled it into a medic tent, and, you know, the guy said, you know, do you really want me to treat your feet so you can keep going? I said, yes, you know, I feel still pretty good. I just need to somehow solve this blister thing. So he essentially just lanced the big blood blister and inserted a syringe of crazy glue and injected some and closed the wound and then stuck a piece of duct tape on top of it and said, put your sock back on, soldier, and then head out.
Yeah, and crazy glue is not even supposed to touch your
skin. I was being serviced by a car mechanic or something.
And crazy glue is not even supposed to touch your skin, right? Doesn't it say that on the package?
Well, as I've learned, though, I think they actually use it in some surgeries.
Yeah. Oh, do they really?
Instead of sutures, yeah. So I think there is surgical use for crazy glue.
So you're a past winner of Badwater, which is really the kind of the grand dam of ultra marathons in the United States, or maybe even the world, really. I mean, everyone knows of Badwater and the lore of running through Death Valley. Are they still proceeding with the course change this year?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not going to be through Death Valley this year because Death Valley is a national park, and they put a hold on any athletic events in U.S. national parks. So it's not just the Badwater event. There's a number of different athletic events throughout the U.S. that can't use their scheduled route because they go through National Park Service area.
Unbelievable. Especially such late notice on that as well, because isn't the reviews like 18 months long, and which means they're going to have to displace this year and possibly next year's because of the way the calendar works.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate that, you know, that there was really no reason, concrete reason given either. I mean, that, you know, the event is kind of a boom for that area because it brings a lot of revenue and a lot of attention on that area. And, you know, in the middle of summer when there's not a lot of people out there. So it was kind of mysterious as to, you know, why they would put this, you know, nationwide ban on athletic events.
It was a risk management study report that had to be done by the Federal Parks Division. That was the excuse that I was told. So anyway.
Yeah. Well, I think it'll be glorious when it comes back to fruition through the traditional course.
Definitely.
But, you know, that said, they're making the best out of it. So it is going to proceed this year, and I think the new route is going to be an interesting twist.
Mm-hmm.
Dean, for a race like Badwater, how do you even start training for that? Because the heat is crazy. You know, how did you go about training your body to be able to run that race?
You know, one thing that I do is I get into a sauna at the local gym, and I do sets of push-ups and sit-ups. So in really intense heat to kind of acclimate to that sort of really, you know, hot. And you get a lot of funny looks when people come in, you know, and you're in there doing push-ups. But that seems to really help your body adjust to those extreme temperatures.
Now, out of everything you've done, you've done a ton of stuff, some really cool stuff many of us, well, actually most of us, will never do. What has been the biggest thing for you in your mind, your biggest, you know, that goal that you wanted and you achieved? Or have you even achieved that goal?
Well, you know, it's funny. I've raced and competed on all seven continents of Earth twice now. So I've done some pretty remarkable things. I mean, I've run across the Sahara, the Atacama Desert in Chile, which is the driest place on Earth. You know, I've run a marathon to the South Pole. But still, my fondest memory in running is actually running a 10K.
Really?
You're probably wondering, you know, hold it. Why a 10K? That's nothing. And I ran a 10K with my daughter on her 10th birthday, and nothing will ever surpass that experience to me as a runner.
That is so nice. And that's the other really cool thing about all this. You're married, you have kids, and you're still able to fit all this in, which I guess is why you sleep 4 hours a night, right?
I'm really just a normal guy, I promise, yeah.
So you're coming to Canada.
I am. In fact, I'm sponsored by a great company called The North Face, which you probably know. And we do a series of races in the U.S. called the Endurance Challenge Series. And this is the first year we'll be holding one in Canada. So I'm really excited. It's in July 12th and 13th, and it's in Ontario. And the format of these races is something I conceive. It's basically something for everyone. I mean, there's everything from a 5K to a 10K. To a half marathon, to a full marathon, to a 50K, to a 50-miler as well. So, you know, in the grand theme of never stop exploring, we encourage people to, you know, bite off more than they can chew. You know, if you've done a half marathon, sign up for that marathon. If you've done a marathon, you know, try your first ultra. Sign up for the 50K. And if you've run a 50K, try a 50-miler.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a great time. You know, the starts are staggered, so everyone finishes at the same time. Around the same time, there's a big celebration at the finish.
And is it all trail?
It's all trail.
It is all trail. Okay.
Yep.
And
you know, it goes through quite a bit of elevation gain. You know, I've done a couple races in Canada before. This little jaunt called the Canadian Death Race once. And it won't be quite as tough as that one, but it is still a hilly course.
What do you prefer? You do a lot of road races. You do an awful lot of trail. You do a lot of desert as well, but. But what do you prefer?
You know, that's a tough question to answer. I love running.
Yeah.
You know, the mud, the snow, the sand, the road. But I would have to say the trails is probably my favorite, a little more forgiving than the road. But I still enjoy, you know, racing on marathons as well.
Right.
I enjoy the camaraderie of the crowd and just the experience.
What is left for you to do? I mean, we can go through your record and just continue to name out, like the different races. But honest to God, what's left for you?
Well, you know, what I'm actually trying to do, kind of my dream goal, is I'm trying to run a marathon in every country of the world in 1 year. So hopefully next year, 2015, starting in November, I'll set out on a global expedition to run a marathon in every single country of the world. And there's 204 countries. In the span of 1 year.
Is that doable?
We'll soon find out. You know, I'm working with the UN and the State Department, you know, as far as the logistics and planning and, you know, getting the permits and the passports and you know, the visas and all of that is just as challenging, I think, as the running itself.
Yeah.
You know, Dean, with what you've accomplished.
Yeah, pick a country or two and come out and join me.
With what so far you've accomplished, I have no doubts you will accomplish this.
We've got this great marathon called the Run for Heroes Marathon in September. We'd love to have you.
And you've never been to Amherstburg, right?
Yeah, but it's so flat.
I haven't, yeah.
It's so flat you can watch your dog run away for 2 days. It's totally a PB course. Wow. So 204 countries within 1 year. A logistical nightmare. I mean, I recall following you doing the 50 marathons in 50 days, you know, through 50 states. And I kept thinking back to that event and the logistics behind that. I mean, like how many planes and vehicles did you have, you know, all tied up to be able to pull something like that off? I mean, logistically, it was incredible.
It really was a feat, and I worked with a great company called Hawkeye Sports and Entertainment, and they're the ones who coordinated the Olympic torch run across the country. So they were logistics experts, and they, you know, they were used to this sort of format. But even they were stretched in pulling this thing off. It was, you know, quite an adventure. And, you know, I think that, to me, that the most spectacular thing is that I took my family with me. You know, I wanted the kids to be able to see all 50 states. And just the overall experience was, you know, a once-in-a-lifetime sort of thing. I mean, we met people, we saw things, and it, you know, it happened very quickly. But it was just a great, great experience. And thankfully, there were no, you know, real bad hiccups, and we pulled it off.
And what was the biggest challenge pulling that off, besides logistics? Like, is it finding a Tuesday morning or afternoon marathon? Is that?
Well, the way we structured it, which is really interesting studying in its own right, is 8 of the 50 marathons were what we were calling live events. So they were the actual scheduled marathon on that day. So, for instance, I ran, you know, the Chicago Marathon during the actual day of the Chicago Marathon with, you know, 35,000 other runners. I ran Marine Corps. And the final marathon, as you know, was the New York City Marathon, right, with you know, 40,000 other runners. The other 42 marathons were recreations. So we contacted the race directors for the most prominent marathons in that state and said, you know, on Tuesday, you know, October 4th, will you recreate your marathon? And essentially, will you set up your, you know, your official starting point and let us follow your sanctioned certified course and finish at the official finish line? So we had a record of actually running a legitimate marathon.
Right.
And all 42 of the race directors gladly agreed to it. So that's kind of how we pulled off the other the 42. Because you're very perceptive. You can't just show up, you know, on Wednesday in some random state and expect there's going to be a marathon
right
there.
Right. Unbelievable. Dean, you know what? Thank you very much for joining us on Running Flat Radio, and wishing you all the best on your trip to Toronto. I think you're doing a poster and book signing tomorrow in Markham.
Yeah, I'll be up tomorrow to do kind of a kickoff event at Running Free in Markham.
Awesome.
Okay. We'll see you in Amherstburg then.
Maybe one of these days.
maybe I'll run on by. You gave me an open invitation. That's kind of a scary thing. Yeah.
We'd love to have you. Good luck, and thanks for joining us on Running Flat Radio.
Thanks for having me on. Good luck to you guys as well. I'll see you soon.
Thanks.
All the best.
Something totally new at Subway restaurants. The Flatizza is a fresh out of the oven way to serve up your favorite flavor combinations. Try the classic pepperoni Flatizza or build your own. Start with the flatbread crust, then get it topped before your eyes with marinara sauce, your choice of meat, veggies, and cheese. And finally toast it up into a crispy square slice of delicious. New handcrafted Flatizzas made the way you say at Subway. Eat fresh. For limited time only at participating restaurants.
Some men are born leaders.
There comes a time in every man's life when he's got to make a decision.
Some have leadership thrust upon them.
Everything came down to that moment.
And then there's Todd.
I'm going to run out of money come fall, and I don't want to go work.
So if there's gold in Emnar Hills.
I mean, who wants to work the rest of their lives?
He's hoping to trip over some.
I don't want to work. I don't want to do nothing.
An all-new episode of Fool's Gold.
We got to get this gold, and that's the bottom line.
Tonight at 8 on Discovery.
Yeah, Todd sure knows how to give a speech.
If you think the difference between a house and a home is who lives inside, if you can reach a beach from home in under an hour, then you likely live in southwestern Ontario. And so do we. Libro is you. We invest and make decisions here, just like you. And that's why no one else gets you like we do. For proof, visit Libro.ca or one of 27 Libro branches. And check out Libro's 2.99% five-year fixed mortgages. Some conditions apply.
The Coors Light Brewing Company wants you to say yes to summer.
While you're at it, why not say yes to a free chiller pack when you buy 24 cans of Coors Light? It's the best way to keep your beer cold on the go. Way better than strapping a mini fridge to your back. Plus, it's spacious. It can keep 24 Coors Light cold. Or 23 Coors Light. And one Coors Light size sandwich. Coors Light. Who wants a free chiller pack with their cold ones? For a limited time, must be legal drinking age. No product purchase necessary. For details, call 1-800-MOLSON-1.
Now the forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. A 40% chance of showers tonight, with showers beginning after midnight. Risk of a thunderstorm tonight and overnight. Fog developing overnight and a low of 16. Showers ending tomorrow morning, then mainly cloudy with a 60% chance of showers. Risk of a thunderstorm tomorrow morning and afternoon, a high of 23. Once again tonight, a 40% chance of showers, with showers beginning after midnight. Risk of a thunderstorm tonight and overnight. Fog developing overnight and a low of 16.
Wendy's presents the $4.99 Night Owl Combo.
Welcome to Wendy's. Can I take your order?
I'm so excited the $4.99 Night Owl Combo is back that I became the Night Owl.
I see that. Nice costume.
I stayed up all day making it.
Oh, the tights are a nice touch.
The Wendy's $4.99 Night Owl Combo with a Dave's Hot and Juicy Cheeseburger, small fries and drink. Taxes extra. Available after 10 p.m. all summer long at participating Wendy's. Now that's better.
They're not tights. They're meggings.
Man leggings?
No, meggings.
Running Flat Radio presents the Canadian Running Magazine Report on AM 800.
Michael Doyle. Hey, Mike.
Hey there.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. Welcome to Running Flat Radio. We kind of went into that a little prematurely, but what I wanted to know, first off, Michael, before we actually get to talking about what's happening this week, we just had Dean Karnazes on. Us and what a wonderful interview. I mean, talking about an accomplished runner, unbelievable. And he's in Toronto tomorrow. Remarkable.
Oh, that's cool.
Doing some book signings.
Oh, that's great. I didn't know that. That's exciting. He's a really interesting guy.
He really is. And he's here to talk about the North Face Endurance Challenge that's happening up in Blue Mountain. I think it's Collingwood.
It's kind of cool with him. It's like, it's endless. I just wanted to ask more and more questions because I just find him to be so amazing, because the stuff, like I said, that he's doing, most people are never, ever going to get a chance to do that. Our bodies are not going to allow us to do what he's doing.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. And next week on the show, we have Jeff Galloway on. And, you know, I mean, Jeff is just such a legend in our sport, and in most of us who train that way, or at least know about his training methods. I mean, it's going to be interesting just to kind of find out where all that started and really kind of deep dive those whole issues of you know, how he got into that. And of course, he's really heavily tied up with Disney. He's kind of like Disney's marathon guy, right? Mm-hmm. That every Disney event, he's at them and doing training programs for Disney as well.
Well, I remember years ago reading something, and I forget who it was, Runner's World or ever did, an actual study with him. They had Galloway actually have one of these Kenyans, I don't know if you remember that, Michael, do a race doing the 10 and 1. And it was funny because his time was just as phenomenal doing the 10 and 1.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, there have been some instances of some elite runners stopping and having to walk for whatever reason for, you know, a couple of minutes, a minute at a time. I think that Bill Rogers, in one of his Boston Marathon wins once, stopped a number of times and walked after the hills and whatnot, and still ran, you know, a 208 or something like that. So, sure. I mean, I think it's a really smart way, particularly to cut your teeth with running when you first start, when you're not really sure how to pace yourself properly, and, you know, perhaps you find it a little bit too overwhelming. It's a really good way to get an introduction to the sport without it being too intimidating.
You know the problem, though, Michael? Too many people think, you know, if you walk during a run, you're not a runner, right? You didn't do it, which that always bothers me, because that's not the case.
Oh, absolutely not. No, I think it's all about getting to the finish line, and you know, do it on your own power and the way that you want to do it. And, I mean, listen, I've walked races before.
I think we all have.
I think we've all been there before, you know. So it's whichever way is best for you, and whatever way you can live a healthy life and enjoy the activity, I think it's great.
Michael, what's happening with Brooklyn?
Yeah, the Brooklyn Marathon. I mean, the Brooklyn Marathon's a pretty cool event. It's a New York Roadrunners event, so it's really well organized. It's huge. I mean, It exploded to like 25,000 some people this year, making it, I think, the biggest half marathon on the schedule so far this year in North America. But unfortunately, a 31-year-old man whose name's not been released, out of respect to the family, dropped dead of a heart attack during the event, which, you know, it always attracts so much mainstream media attention when someone dies at a, mm-hmm. at a big race. And I think this is really important to touch on this issue because, you know, a few times a year you do have deaths in a marathon or a half marathon in distance running. And the vast majority of the time, it's undiagnosed or unreported heart conditions, genetic heart conditions. And I think it really hits home the importance of going and getting an annual checkup. You know, running, we all know, is incredibly good for you. It changes your life in a positive way. But I think it is important for everybody to still go and get an annual checkup and to indicate to your doctor that you are running, that you are doing pretty rigorous cardiovascular exercise. And just to think a little bit about, like, family history. Is there heart issues in your family? Have you ever, you know, become unconscious? Have you ever passed out during a run before? That sort of thing. These are the kinds of things we need to be mindful about so that we don't have these unfortunate instances. But
you're 100%. You're 100% correct. And, you know, we did a special. We dedicated an entire show about a month ago to the heart. And we had Dr. Taibbi and there's Dr. Tarhouni from mm-hmm. From the Canadian Cardiac Institute. They were here. We were talking about you know, the special technology that we've used, the cardiophone that we've
That's
used
right.
on our yeah. marathon. But, you know, we can't stress enough that when you hear of someone dying in running or dying while running, it's because it's been an undiagnosed heart condition. Mm-hmm. You need to go get it checked out. And there's technology today that's available today that wasn't available a couple years ago that can help dramatically change that for you, especially when it comes to the screening, the pinpointing of what the issues are, and seeing those issues in real time, real-life experiences. For instance, Kelly, I know we did an article a couple years ago on the Windsor Star about the cardiophone that you were using
yep.
for Run for Heroes Marathon. And basically, when one of our marathon runners signs up for Run for Heroes Marathon, they will have the option to get a cardiophone. And in that, they will wear a small cell phone, cellular device, along with two leads that's on their chest, and they will run the entire marathon course that morning of the race. They will be racing with it on, mm-hmm. and it will actually be monitored by a staff of cardiologists at the finish line. And when you're done, they hand you a DVD disc with your entire EKG for the last 3 hours, 4 hours, 2 hours, and 8 minutes, however long it took you to run this marathon. And you get to take that back to your cardiologist and say, now, how's that for a stress test?
And you know what was cool about that? The thing was so small. I didn't even notice it was on me. You know, it was clipped to my belt. The thing on my chest, you didn't feel it when you're running. So it's pretty cool that while I'm running, they're able to watch me, see what I'm doing, watch my levels. It's pretty cool.
It's incredible technology.
I think that, you know, in 5 or 10 years with the advancement of wearable tech, I bet you that every runner will be wearing something that will be monitoring these sorts of things anyway. So,
Absolutely.
You know, it's something that we should all be embracing right now and going and getting an annual checkup for sure.
Yeah. And so going back to the mainstream media, you're right. Mainstream media just picks up that someone died running and they run with it and they kind of leave it at that.
Because it's like I said to you before, it's not news if some overweight guy who's sitting on the couch eating potato chips drops dead of a heart attack because it sounds bad, but it's almost expected. You don't expect a runner, someone who's especially a marathon runner who's, you know, this all fit. They've been training for months and months that they're not expected to drop dead from a heart attack of all things.
Or they've been running all their life.
Exactly.
Like McGillivray.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's true. It's just, but that it makes news, right?
Yep.
It makes great news, depending on what news agency you're in. Hey, you're going out east.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I'm going to the Cabot Trail Relay in Cape Breton.
I love Cape Breton.
How far is that? Tell us a little bit about that. That sounds pretty cool.
It's about a 24-hour relay. It starts and finishes in around the Bedeque area, and you do the entire Cabot Trail, 17 legs, so up to 17 runners, and it's about just shy of 300 kilometers. It's It's crazy. It's a crazy event. Relay races are so much fun. If you've never run a relay race before, you should try one out. There's a bunch of different relays across Canada. In the upcoming issue, we're going to have a little list at the front of the magazine about some relay races that are available to run across Canada, around Canada. It's so much fun. I get into a van with a group of friends, and we just, you know, eat energy bars and drink Gatorade for 24 hours and stay up the entire time and run at all these weird hours. I'm running two legs this year, so I'm going to run one about midday and one at about 5 o'clock the next morning.
Oh, I was just going to ask you if you're going to pull a Dean and just say, hey, all you guys, just stay in the van. I'll just take care of this for you. I'll take care of this for you.
You know what? Actually,
keep the beer cold.
A few years ago, somebody did try to run the entire thing by themselves, and unfortunately, they ended up in the hospital. So,
oh, no.
Yeah, it's pretty tough. Although I wouldn't put it past Dean to be able to ace it, no problem.
Absolutely. Michael, thank you very much for joining us this week.
And thank you for having me.
And we'll talk to you next week. Michael Doyle from Canadian Running Magazine,
which is
available on newsstands, it's at Chapters, it's everywhere, especially online. And just before we bid adieu, a couple things you want to talk about is Moon in June. Mm-hmm. Registration's open for the Running Factory's Moon in June. And
it's 3 weeks?
It is in 3 weeks, that's right. Great event. It's in its, 20th year. Pretty
That's
close.
An awesome
it's
event.
Been a long time.
It's a cool event because it's at night. Something different, right?
Yep. Color Run, July 19th is selling really fast. And Jeff Galloway is on with us next week.
Looking forward to that.
We're also working on some other really big guests coming up that I can't even talk about. But you won't be disappointed. Trust me. If you've been listening to this show, you know what the caliber is of some of these guests. You will not be disappointed with what we got coming up. On that note, thank you very much, Kelly.
Thanks,
Chris. We'll see you next week. And thanks for listening to Running Flat Radio. Keep running.
And that's the end of it.
End of episode.
Running Flat Radio with Chris Yasinski. Tuesday night, 7.